Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NAACP issues a formal travel advisory saying that Florida is openly hostile towards African Americans, people of color, LGBTQ plus individuals. In response, Senator Scott issues an advisory for socialists and communists. Joining us to talk about it, Bob Rose, morning host on FM News Talk 97.3 WSKY. Out in Gainesville, one of Odyssey's stations. Bob, I've grown accustomed to travel advisories for weather in Florida, but not this social storm.
No, this is something a little different. And in my opinion, it's purely political, because if you look at Governor DeSantis and what he's done, everyone in the state has benefited, including minorities. I mean, the school choice thing that he just pushed through is huge. Think about it. The lowest performing quartile is made up mostly of minority students, and they're going to benefit the greatest from this. And then there's the whole issue of black-owned businesses in Florida. The NAACP, I don't know if they meant to or not, they're almost racist in their approach, because don't they realize that if people don't travel to Florida and tourism suffers, that black-owned businesses like hotels and Airbnbs and restaurants and other things, they would suffer as well. So I just think this is really, I mean, ridiculously political, and I think it's going to backfire on the NAACP. They're going to have even less credibility. And even the director that put out that memo, that warning, lives in Tampa. That's how bizarre this is.
They've done this before in the state of Missouri, and I went back and looked to see what the impact was. It was nothing. It was zippo, nada. It's amazing, though, a lot of what's going on in Florida, people are just – embracing the sound bites and not actually reading the legislative bills that are coming out of the Florida state legislature.
Yeah, and that's what I've been talking about a lot on the air. It's very frustrating, especially when the Disney thing came out and they said the Don't Say Gay bill. I said, now, I get it, the political left and the journalists who are not willing to do their job didn't read the bill, but you're the CEO of a corporation the size of Disney, and you wouldn't bother to actually read the legislation before making a huge political statement on it? It's a parental rights bill. And look, I've raised my kids through the Florida schools here, and I can tell you, I saw some of the material that they were teaching. And Newell, this would, I mean, it would make your face turn red if we had a conversation about the graphic nature of stuff they wanted to show to kindergartners through sixth graders. So I think, look, it doesn't matter Democrat or Republican, when it comes to raising our kids, that shouldn't be such a political issue, but they're trying to make it one.
You know, a lot of people don't believe that it actually happens. In fact, I recounted a story out of a Boston school survey at the Elliott K-8 Innovation School in Boston, where they asked questions about their sexual proclivity and how often they have sex to sixth and seventh graders. I'm reading this, I'm like, this almost creates an expectation. If they haven't had it, it's like, something must be wrong with me.
Absolutely. Look, my producer, he's got a son that was in middle school, and the girls would claim to be of a different sexual persuasion or whatever, more because it was a fad and you got attention, or the group mentality, the popular kids were doing it, so to speak. So, yeah, you actually had this effect. I mean, think about it. You plant the seeds in kids' head. They're like sponges. They start to wonder, and then they want to be like the accepted kids, so that maybe they even, you know, God forbid, start experimenting on this stuff, because it's planted in their heads much earlier than they need to have those discussions on.
We're visiting with Bob Rose, morning host on FM News Talk 97.3 WSKY in Gainesville, one of our Odyssey sister stations. Bob, what are the working people saying? You know, I mean, I get with the NAACP, you know, they're issuing these sound bites. It's all about this political warfare. But the folks that actually matter, that are down in the trenches, working hard, trying to make a living, everyone wants the same thing, a safe place to live, work, and raise their family. What are they saying in Florida?
Well, I mean, I think that people love living in Florida. If anything, that you might even say they're almost doing too good of a job and driving up real estate prices. That's a concern because so many people have flocked from blue states. Governor DeSantis opened up the schools earlier than the so-called experts wanted him to, and it was exactly the right move. And all the children benefited from that, and now we have some of the data to look over, and we know that's absolutely a fact. So for the working people, they want their kids to have a great education, and he's providing school choice, open the schools early. And for the rest of us, we want to keep taxes low. And in fiscal responsibility in the state of Florida, we've got one of the best managed states fiscally in the country.
Yeah. All I can tell you is my family, we visit the Panhandle along 30A over there several times a year. The schools, the grammar schools, look like university campuses. The middle school and high schools look like something bigger and better than a university campus. And it's incredible. Every time I see a new school replacing an old school that they're taking out of the inventory because it just doesn't make sense to maintain it any longer. I mean, they're bigger and better. I've talked to restaurateurs down there whose kids are in the schools down there, a number of which have come from Memphis, Nashville, New Orleans, Atlanta, down there. They are completely and totally happy. It doesn't matter their race, ethnicity, sexual proclivity, or otherwise. The comments are exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, the money has been spent on education. I went to high school in Punta Gorda, Florida. We had a three-story building there that was built in the 1920s, and legally, we were not even really supposed to hold class there. That got demolished by Hurricane Charlie, and they rebuilt it, and the state spent $60 million on the state-of-the-art facility. So, you know, one of the most important things we have, the legacy for our children, the future success of our state, is education. And I don't think there's a governor that's doing any more than Governor DeSantis is in that direction. And that benefits everybody, you know, especially the lowest performing students.
Before you came on, I read on air Florida Senator Rick Scott's travel advisory warning to socialists and communists in the Sunshine State. It was very creative, I will say that, and very much to the point, probably more so than the travel advisory issued by the NAACP. Your thoughts?
Well, I didn't actually see that, but I've had Governor Scott. I always slip and say Governor Scott because he was, and he did a fine job. Senator Scott, I have him on the air quite often. And he really is starting to loosen up, so to speak, and he's not afraid to tell it like it is. So I can imagine what he said. But to me, the NAACP, if you really want to advance people of color, you've totally lost your directions on that. And this is purely a political move. And I think people of all stripes see it for exactly what it is. Florida's an awesome state. They're trying to make political hay. There's nothing there to work with. So I don't know how much longer we'll end up talking about this because I think most people already understand it was just politics, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think it was to try and deflect and detract from the governor's announcement in running for president. There's no doubt in my mind that, you know, timing is everything, and I don't believe in coincidences either.
I'm with you on that for sure. Yeah, timing. The timing is suspect.
No doubt. Bob Rose, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We appreciate your time and your insight, and keep up the great work in the state of Florida.
You as well. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, that was Bob Rose, morning host on FM News Talk 97.3 WSKY, Odyssey Station out there in Gainesville, Florida. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870. on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Would love to hear from you. It's No Filter Friday as we go into the Memorial Day weekend. Remember, stay safe in your travels out there. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.